All right. Excuse me. And before we begin, antes que empezamos, una vez más, qué mensaje poderoso escuchamos anoche del hermano Dethridge. Again, what a powerful message we heard from Brother Dethridge last night regarding forgiveness. Y se trataba del perdón. Y sin el perdón, el Señor no va a poder fluir con su ungimiento y con los milagros poderosos que Él quiere hacer en nosotros. Without that forgiveness, if there is unforgiveness, it stands in the way. Without forgiveness, that revival, that anointing, that miracle working power is not going to be able to flow. And that's what the preacher talked about last night. El predicador habló de ello. But before I go into tonight, pero antes que yo entre a la devoción de esta noche, I also want to focus on what our pastor said at the very end of the service. Quiero enfocarme en lo que el pastor Clark dijo al fin del servicio. Cuando él llegó y empezó a decir una palabra directamente del Señor, he went right to the pulpit and began to give a word directly from the Lord. And what a powerful thing that it was. At the end, he even stated that he has never felt anything like this before. El pastor Clark hasta dijo que él nunca ha sentido algo de este estilo en el pasado. And he was referring to that deep anointing. Estaba refiriéndose a ese ungimiento profundo. And he said, it's going to settle into our hearts. Did you catch that? It's going, feeling it right now. It's going to settle into our hearts. Ese ungimiento se va a empezar a sentar en nuestros corazones y en nuestros espíritus. It's going to begin to settle into our hearts and into our spirits. Oh, what a powerful thing that took place last night. Qué cosa poderosa que ocurrió anoche, hermanos. Yo sé que todos de nosotros queremos eso. I know that all of us want that. We might have said, well, I don't really have any type of unforgiveness in my heart last night. Es posible que muchos dijimos, pues yo no siento que tengo rencor o un tipo que no, yo no ha perdonado a mi hermano o mi hermana. A lo mejor no soy yo. We may have said, well, I don't really feel this. Maybe it's not me. But that's not really the point, is it? Perhaps there was some that had that. Posiblemente hubo unos que tenían eso. But it sure is a good preventative measure for the rest of us. Pero es una medicina buena para el resto de nosotros. Because it's just a matter of time when something will arise. A situation will take place. Es nomás tiempo que puede pasar y algo puede pasar, hermanos. Una ofensa, una palabra. It could be an offense. It could be a word, something that triggers something in us. And the next thing you know, there's a problem. Y después va a haber una problemita. But after hearing what we heard last night, pero después de oír lo que oímos anoche, ya sabemos la fórmula. We have the formula, praise God, of how to deal with unforgiveness. Again, what a powerful message that we heard. Qué mensaje poderoso escuchamos anoche. And with that said, this is what we're going to talk about tonight. Vamos a hablar de esto esta noche. Que ya estoy sintiendo este ungimiento. I'm already feeling the touch of the Lord, that anointing, as we begin this devotion. And this is what I want to say, everybody. In the last few weeks, we began to do something. Las últimas semanas empezamos a hacer algo diferente. We would ask everybody to be thinking about a theme. Tonight we're going to be thinking about miracles. Esta noche vamos a pensar en los milagros. A few weeks ago, we began to talk about faith. And we asked everybody to send in a verse about faith. Do you remember that? Hace unas semanas hablamos de la fe y le pedimos a todos que nos mandaran, a mí y a hermano Víctor, un texto que se trataba con la fe. Con la fe. Well, we started last week, I believe, to deal with miracles. Empezamos la semana pasada en tratar con milagros. Esta noche yo quiero continuar esto de los milagros. Tonight, I want to continue with the theme of miracles. What are we doing? We're prepping ourselves. We're preparing ourselves. We're conditioning ourselves to receive miracles. ¿Qué es lo que estamos haciendo? Nos estamos preparando nuestras mentes. Estamos condicionándonos y preparándonos en nuestras mentes para poder recibir milagros. So tonight, those of you that are on the call, I want you to text me, text Brother Vic, any verse that you can think of regarding a miracle that took place. It can be in the Old Testament, it can be in the New Testament. Ustedes que están en la llamada esta noche, yo quiero que me manden un versículo que se trata con milagros. Puede ser un verso en el Testamento Antiguo, o puede ser un verso en el Testamento Nuevo, pero que se trate con milagros. Un milagro que ocurrió. It has to do with a miracle that took place. And if you can't think of one, just Google it. While we're talking right now, just Google it. A miracle that you thought of in the New Testament when the Lord Jesus was here on earth performing miracles. Usted posiblemente pueda pensar un milagro cuando el Señor Jesucristo estaba aquí en la tierra. Y Él estaba performando, estaba haciendo milagros para la gente. Piense en ese milagro y encuéntrelo y mándeme ese texto con ese verso. I would like for you to go ahead and think about that verse, something that took place. It could have been the Lord Jesus performing a miracle, or in the Old Testament, whatever it might be. Look that verse up if you need to, and just text me the verse location, and I will read it out loud. Cuando me manden ese texto, yo les voy a leer ese versículo a todos para que todos oigan este verso. Hallelujah. Okay, so go ahead and start thinking on that. I'm going to give you a little bit of time. Les voy a dar un poquito de tiempo porque voy a hablar de otras cositas ahorita mientras que empezamos. I'm going to go ahead and do something else for a moment here while we go into that. And one of the things that I want to talk about is we need some miracles of our own in our church. Necesitamos milagros propios en nuestra iglesia. About a week or so ago, Sister Giovanna came to me and told me about her sister Inés. La hermana Giovanna me vino hace una semana o dos y me platicó de su hermana Inés que tiene necesidad. Her sister Inés has a need. Sister Giovanna told me that it was a few years ago that they diagnosed her. She had a problem with her, I believe it was her liver, and it was very serious, but she got better. This was a few years ago. Hace unos años la hermana Giovanna me dijo que su hermana fue al hospital al doctor porque tenía un problema con su hígado y estaba muy mal, muy, muy mal. Pero se mejoró, y todo estuvo bien. But now, unfortunately, that problem has returned. And they're saying it does not look good. They're saying that it could be a matter of time, and she doesn't get a transplant, it will not end well. Le dijeron esta vez que ahora sí está bien serio la cosa, la situación con la hermana de Giovanna, Inés, y que si no pueden darle un nuevo hígado, se puede terminar muy mal este asunto. So, here's a situation where we need a miracle. Aquí está una situación donde se requiere un milagro. But even as I'm saying it right now, you know what I'm seeing this as, everyone? An opportunity. An opportunity to believe God for a miracle. Esta es otra oportunidad para poder creer en Dios por un milagro. ¿Ok? Ahí está uno. Sister Giovanna also told me about Ruben, and Brother Ruben, he has been going through it here in recent months, even during the COVID era, and even recently she told me that he's going through a lot of issues regarding his arthritis. La hermana Giovanna me dijo que Ruben también está sufriendo antes de cuando estábamos sufriendo con la era del virus, todos estaban encerrados en sus casas, pero recientemente ahorita también está sufriendo Ruben con su situación de su arthritis. And I was just informed recently that his arthritis has gotten so bad that many of the joints in his body are locking up. Me dijeron que muchos de los, ¿qué son, mamá? Coyunturas, los tendones, los ligamentos, las coyunturas en su cuerpo se están congelando. No se puede mover fácilmente. Brother Ruben now has problem with mobility, just moving around. His joints are locking up on him. Sus coyunturas se están congelando. No se puede mover fácilmente el hermano Ruben. And, you know, this really impacted me because I thought, you know, we don't see Brother Ruben a lot. What is going on? We don't know what's happening until we hear something like what Sister Giovanna told me. Me sentí muy triste cuando me dijo esto, porque cuando no vemos a alguien como el hermano Ruben por mucho tiempo, no sabemos lo que está pasando con él, hasta que me dice su esposa lo que está sufriendo. This is another opportunity for a miracle, everyone. Esta es otra oportunidad por un milagro, hermanos. Y también la hermana Giovanna. ella está tratando con mucho ahorita en ayudarle a su esposo y con el asunto con su hermana. Ella tiene ahorita necesidades. Ella necesita que su fe sea fortalecida, que su fe crezca. Even Sister Giovanna has some challenges in helping her husband Ruben and in her sister's situation with her liver condition. She needs her faith to be fortified. Hey, everybody. Thank you, Brother Art. Already sent in a verse, and it's close to the one I'm about to talk about. Hermano Art, dorame llamando un versículo. But listen to what I'm talking about right now, everybody. These are miracles that we need. Necesitamos milagros. And there's plenty of other situations in our church that I can name to you that many of you know about. Hay otros asuntos en nuestra iglesia de otra gente que está sufriendo con cosas, con situaciones. Se requiere un milagro. A miracle is required in these situations. But again, it's just another opportunity for us to have faith and to believe God for that miracle. Simplemente es una oportunidad para que nosotros podamos practicar nuestra fe, para creer en Dios, que el Señor nos puede dar ese milagro. Hallelujah. All right, let's move on. And I'm going to go ahead and we're going to read some of these verses. Brother Art, all right. We have some verses here. Mama Elisa, Elisa llamando Juan capítulo 2, versículo 11 a 11. Jesus turned water into wine, the first miracle Jesus did. Mama mandó ese milagro. Juan capítulo 2, versículo 1 a 11. Jesús cambió la agua a vino. El primer milagro que Jesús hizo. Okay, you know what? I'm going to quickly read that verse. Voy a rápidamente leer ese versículo. Se trata de una boda que estaba ocurriendo. It has to do with a wedding, a marriage that was taking place. And sure enough, they ran out of wine. Verse 3. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. Y faltando el vino, la madre de Jesús le dijo, no tienen vino. Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. Jesús le dijo, ¿qué tienes conmigo, mujer? Aún no ha venido mi hora. What a powerful verse there. Woman, what have I to do with thee? That's Jesus' mom. What do I have to do with you, woman? Of course, he's coming from a very spiritual standpoint. ¿Qué tengo yo que hacer con usted, mujer? Jesús hablándole a María, su mamá. Él estaba hablando con mente espiritual. Mine hour is not yet come. Aún no ha venido mi hora. It was not time for him to begin to perform miracles. But in this situation, a human being with a need, should we say, pressed the Lord for a miracle. It reminds us of the little woman that had the issue of blood for 12 years. She forced herself through that press, through that crowd, and she pulled a miracle from Jesus. It's kind of similar here, what took place. Es como la mujer que tenía el flujo de sangre por 12 años, pero ella supo que si ella podía tocar el vestido, la esquina del vestido del Señor Jesucristo, que ella iba a recibir su milagro. Ella, por decir, sacó ese milagro de Jesús. In a manner of speaking, she pulled that miracle out of Jesus. We talked about that a few weeks ago. Hablamos de eso hace unas semanas. And in this situation, the Lord said, mine hour is not yet come. Mi hora no ha venido. Todavía. But in this situation, someone was able to impress it upon the Lord. Lord, give me the miracle that I need now. Una persona pudo presionar al Señor Jesús. Yo necesito mi milagro ya. All right, what a lesson that is for us today. All right, skipping down to verse number 6. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Y estaban ahí 6 tinajas de piedra para agua, conforme al rito de la purificación de los judíos, en cada una de las cuales cabían 2 or 3 cántaros. Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water. Jesús les dijo, llenad estas tinajas de agua, y las llenaron hasta arriba. And they filled them up to the brim. We got to do our part, don't we, everybody? We got to fill up those water pots. We got to fill up our water pots with faith. Nosotros tenemos nuestra responsabilidad en esto. Necesitamos llenar a nuestros cántaros con fe. We got to make sure we're full of faith, everybody. Nosotros nos necesitamos llenarnos a nosotros mismos con fe para que el Señor pueda proveer ese milagro. We got to fill ourselves up with faith in order for the Lord to do his part, because he's the one that performs the miracle. Someone say amen. Alguien diga amen. And he saith unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. Entonces le digo, sacad ahora y llevad al maestro, al mes, maestra sala, y se lo llevaron. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom. Cuando el maestra sala probó el agua hecho vino sin saber el de dónde era, aunque lo sabían los sirvientes que habían sacado el agua, llamó al esposo. And saith unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine. Y le dijo, todo hombre sirve primero el buen vino, y cuando ya han bebido mucho, entonces al inferior. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. Mas tú has reservado el buen vino hasta ahora. There it is, everybody. There is the first miracle that the Lord performed. Ahí está el primer milagro que el Señor hizo. Pero hay, qué lección que aprendimos allí. But what a lesson that we learned there. We've got to fill our water pots with faith. Nosotros necesitamos llenar a nuestras cántaros con nuestra fe. All right, let's go to the next verse. Brother Art Dorame sent Acts chapter 2 and verse 22. El hermano Art Dorame mandó el libro de los Hechos capítulo 2 y versículo 22. Let's read what it says. Acts chapter 2 and verse 22. El libro de los Hechos capítulo 2 y versículo 22. Dice de esta manera. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs. What a great verse. Which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Varones israelitas, oíd estas palabras. Jesús Nazareno, varón aprobado por Dios entre vosotros con las maravillas, prodigios y señales que Dios hizo entre vosotros por medio de él, como vosotros mismos sabéis. What a great verse. This verse sums it all up. Let me read the middle portion of that verse once again. Talking about Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs. Jesús Nazareno, varón aprobado por Dios entre vosotros con las maravillas, prodigios y señales que Dios hizo entre vosotros. And we read throughout the Gospels, the Lord performed so many miracles. Leemos en los libros, primeros cuatro libros del Evangelio, como el Señor Jesucristo hizo tantos milagros. And I just, Brother Art's verse reminds me of the last chapter of the book of John, el último libro del capítulo del libro de Juan. It says that the Lord did so many great wonders, so many great works, that all the books would not be able to contain all the great things that the Lord did when he was here on this earth. El último capítulo del libro de Juan dice que el Señor Jesucristo hizo tantos milagros, tantas cosas poderosas, que no se iban a poder escribir todos, no iban a poder contenerlos todos los libros en el mundo. Think about that for a moment. We read about the many miracles throughout the Gospels, but they must be just a fraction of all the many miracles that the Lord performed. Cuando leemos todos los milagros que el Señor Jesucristo hizo aquí en la tierra, leemos de muchos, muchos milagros que Él hizo, pero ciertamente nomás una fracción, un número tan pequeño comparado con todos los milagros que el Señor Jesucristo hizo. All right, let's go on to the next verse. Vamos a ir al siguiente versículo. We want to try to get everybody's verses. And someone just sent in area code 909-204-0765. I'm not sure who that is. But if you want to text in your name along, we can go ahead and let you know who that is. Luke chapter 22, verse 49 through 51. Jesus heals the servant of the high priest whose ear was cut off during Jesus' arrest. That is true. Luke 22, 49 through 51. Oh, Sister Jessica. All right. There's a new number here. La hermana Jessica mandó este versículo. Lucas, capítulo 22, versículo 49 y 51. Let's go ahead and read that verse. Luke 22, 49 and 51. Let's read Luke chapter 22, verse 49. Lucas, capítulo 22 y versículo 49. And I hope you all are enjoying this. Espero que están gustando lo que estamos haciendo aquí, because I want everyone to feel participation. Yo quiero que todos sientan que están participando. Versículo 49 dice, when they, let's go to right to verse number 50, versículo 50. And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. Y uno de ellos hirió a un siervo del sumo sacerdote y le cortó la oreja derecha. And Jesus answered and said, suffer ye thus far. And he touched his ear and healed him. Entonces respondiendo Jesús dijo, basta ya, dejad. Y tocando su oreja, le sanó. Imagine that. Cut off his ear, the Lord picked up his ear and glued it back on with some Holy Ghost glue. Imagínense de eso. El Señor Jesús, le cortaron su oreja, pero el Señor recogió su oreja y se lo puso de nuevo con un aceite del Espíritu Santo, lo pudo reconectar. Hey, this is only the Lord can perform these miracles. Solamente el Señor puede performar estos milagros. Hallelujah. Sister Sanders sent in a verse. La hermana Sanders mandó, and Moses stretched out, what verse is this? Exodus 14:21. Let's read this. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back. I like that. He caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground. Upon the dry ground, not muddy ground, not wet ground, but upon dry ground. And the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Let's read it in Spanish. Exodus 14:21. I'm liking this. Exodus chapter 14 and verse number 21. Did you hear that, everybody? It became a wall. Boy, you can preach a message on that. That wall, that water that was there, stumbling block, it became a wall of defense for them. Praise God. Y extendió Moisés su mano sobre el mar, y hizo Jehová que el mar se retirase por recio viento oriental toda aquella noche, y volvió el mar en seco, y las aguas quedaron divididas. Entonces los hijos de Israel entraron por en medio del mar en seco, teniendo las aguas como muro a su derecha y a su izquierda. That water became a wall. Esa agua se hizo una pared o un muro. Nuestro Dios, con mano derecha milagrosa, the Lord with his right hand, with his miraculous right hand. Praise God. Thank you for that powerful verse, Sister Sanders. Gracias por ese versículo, hermana Sanders. And if we got a few more minutes, okay, wait. No, Brother Sid, one of my favorites, Lazarus, coming back from the dead. El hermano Sid dijo de Lázaro que el Señor levantó de la muerte. The Lord raised him up from the dead. Now, I'm going to end with this verse found in Acts chapter 3 and verse 1. Vamos a leer, terminar con este escrito. Ah, Sid Morris, he wrote, he surely stinketh. Thank you for that, Brother Sid. De seguro ya va a apestar. Ya han sido tres días, Señor. His disciples said, Lord, he's been dead for 3 days. He surely stinketh. Hey, the Lord can even remove all the stench. El Señor puede hasta quitarle lo apestoso. Hey, the Lord, hey, talk about a miracle-working God. El Señor puede trabajar los milagros, hermanos. Let's read this. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. Pedro y Juan subían juntos al templo a la hora novena la de la oración. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried. Y era traído un hombre cojo de nacimiento, a quien ponían cada día a la puerta del templo, que se llama La Hermosa, para que pidiese limosna de los que entraban en el templo. Whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked in alms. Este, cuando vio a Pedro y a Juan que iban a entrar en el templo, les rogaba que le diesen limosna. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him, Pedro con Juan, fijando en él los ojos, le dijo, míranos. And I'm going to end on that, everybody. We're out of time, but let's end on that good note. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. Everybody, why don't you say it in English? Look on us. Míranos. And what are we trying to end on here, everybody? Everybody, there's a world out there that's dying. Hay un mundo allá que está muriendo en sus pecados. They're dying in their sins, and they are needing a miracle of salvation. Requieren un milagro de salvación. But we have the answer, everybody. We have the miracle working God. Nosotros tenemos la respuesta. Conocemos ese Dios milagroso, and we just got to get them to look on us. La única cosa que necesitamos hacer, hermanos, es que pedirle a ellos, míranos, míranos, look on us. Look what Peter said, fastening his eyes upon him with John. Look on us. We have your miracle. We have the faith. We have the faith to ask the Lord for that miracle that you need. Tenemos esa fe que se requiere para que el Señor les dé ese milagro. Hallelujah. And that's what we're going to do, everybody. Let's continue to exercise that faith. Let's fill our water pots with faith. Hay que llenar nuestros cascos con agua, con la agua de fe, para que el Señor nos pueda dar ese milagro, so that the Lord will be able to give us that miracle, not just for us, but for our loved ones, for those in our church, for lost souls, para que el Señor pueda darnos ese milagro por medio de nosotros, para nuestros miembros de familia, para nuestros seres queridos, y para estos en nuestra iglesia que requieren ese milagro. Yarabashatai. Praise God. Con eso dicho, ya vamos a terminar todos. But I want to remind everybody about our Evangelism Street Service this Saturday at 11 a.m. Quiero recordarles a todos de nuestro evangelismo este sábado a las 11 de la mañana en la esquina de 4 y Grove. We'll be there once again on the corner of 4th and Grove. We look forward to seeing everybody there. Queremos ver todos allí este sábado a las 11 de la mañana. Dios me los bendiga a todos en el nombre de Jesús. God bless all of you in the name of Jesus. Amen.